I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo, all right, prosthetic leg story number one. Authorities say a woman used her ex-boyfriend's prosthetic leg to beat him up after a breakup. 58-year-old Michelle Jackson is in custody as of Wednesday morning, last Wednesday morning. Aggravated battery going on. She's accused of attacking her former boyfriend, a 59-year-old man who she admits she had an on-and-off relationship with about 6 years.
Yeah, sort of like his leg.
On and off for 6 years. Yeah, takes it on, takes it off. Well, the couple went to her house back in February, and the pair began drinking some gin. And at one point, here's where the guy made his mistake. The man told Jackson he wanted to end their relationship and date another woman. He went to sleep at Jackson's house.
Mm. Oh, no.
So her that.
No.
And then I better sleep it off here and go to sleep. This is about 11 o'clock. He is awakened at 1 a.m. with a large gash over his head and covered in blood as she took his prosthetic leg and gave him an utter beatdown.
Yeah, he's lucky he survived.
Why didn't you just leave? Call an Uber. Do something.
Bad
beaten
move.
With your own prosthetic leg.
Bad move. All right, to Wisconsin, where we get the big drunk numbers there. The, you know, the .2s, the .3s, occasionally the .4s. A guy told police that he was a cat and then threatened to knock out an officer. This 20-year-old is now facing many, many charges. Police were called after someone reported seeing a look like a body under a tree near a tennis court. This was last Sunday night at 11:30. So police head out to the tennis courts over there in this town, and there they see this guy. He's on the ground, and they shake him a little bit to make sure he's alive, and they looking for a pulse, and he starts waking up. But the officer that was there said, boy, this guy was really lethargic. And then he started cursing at me, and then he started meowing at me and declared,
come on, meow,
he was a cat. So the officer tried to ask him what was going on, but he would not answer her, because then he went into full cat mode, you know, just no talking, just meowing. Eventually, they got him down to the station, and they got him talking. Maybe they gave him a bowl of milk. I don't know. They asked him how much he had to drink, and he said, not enough. And then he did start talking and was saying random things that didn't make sense, and he was just way drunk. Police found a bottle of Admiral Nelson rum in his backpack.
The Admiral.
Yeah.
The Admiral and the Captain.
The Admiral did it.
Sailing together. And prosthetic leg story number two. Police in England, in Brentwood, Essex, have released some closed-circuit television of a one-legged drug dealer in hoping that they'll bring this guy to justice. He's 52 years old, and he tried to import almost $10 million worth of liquid amphetamines. Liquid methamphetamines. Well, they say liquid amphetamines. And so he fled before his trial. He was sentenced to 11 years and in his absence. So they want this guy to put him in jail for 11 years. And they're showing video of him because he's got this distinctive gait in his walk because of his prosthetic leg. And I guess I just picked the story because I like the headline that the one-legged drug dealer on the run. Trying to import $10 million worth of speed. And I don't have too much more information, but I do have a question. Who do you got? Sober cops on two legs or a guy with $8 million worth of methamphetamines, liquid methamphetamines, and one leg? Who you got in that race?
Oh, no, that's you're going sober cops all the way on that.
I don't know. Even if you only had the one leg, you got that much liquid methamphetamine, you could probably run pretty fast.
In the race, yeah.